Check it out. Right now, you're rocking with the best, Jay Sinai, and I'm tuned into the Hip Hop Digest show. Yo, check them out. Peace, 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 peace.
This is what people love about hip hop. It's the bravado fueled tradition of MCs battling it out with words. It's been a part of the tradition of hip hop since day one, and it's what helps sets rap apart from other forms of music.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
Of course, it's Ezo Grizio. What up, brothers?
Mr. Grizio tonight. What's good?
Sipping a little bit,
A little something.
Okay, so you know who I haven't seen in a while?
What's that?
Tapper John.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen.
Tapper John ain't around. He's a, what we call a Vapor John.
Yeah, Vapor John.
Yeah, I haven't seen Tapper or Vapor in a good minute.
Him and Lil Malcolm or whatever the fuck, all that. Yeah, it'll be happening.
You don't have to be Lil Malcolm. We got somebody else on the chain to take that spot.
Oh yeah, we sure as hell do. D superhero name.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, let's get right in. And this is truly the first topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Congratulations to our brother, Tobias Black, fine arts teacher, end quote, hip hop.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. Congratulations, brother.
That really is awesome.
That is awesome. And let me tell you something. What a privilege to have young minds and to teach them the right way what hip hop is.
Right.
Yep.
Everything ain't drill.
Well, yeah, and certainly, especially in that city, you know, shout out to everybody in Chicago, but that drill shit, I don't know, y'all niggas on some shit out there. But that being said, I was thinking about the history of hip hop, and I was thinking about, you know, even if you yourself as a teacher or those who, college professors, a lot of frauds out there, in my opinion, when it comes to hip hop. Because the history of hip hop is still evolving. You know, there are some finite details about hip hop that, you know, you get these college courses and they get teaching an entire course on like Tupac lyrics. And I'm not mad at that. You know what I'm saying? And that's an important brother to study, of course, or Tupac versus Biggie lyrics. But hip hop didn't start with them. You know, as far as teaching in the pantheon of hip hop, or just like West Coast, like, you know, N.W.A. rap didn't start in California with N.W.A.
Nope.
You know, I mean, I think I want to say my first West Coast was the Rapper's Rap Company when they did their version of Radioactive.
Damn, you taking niggas
way back.
Well, yeah,
troglodytes.
Because I'm thinking, like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, because I'm thinking about my records and what I was buying, and I didn't really. I mean, at that point in rap, there really was no coast shit. It was just black music.
It was right, yeah, and it was just. And then it came to just being hip hop. It didn't matter.
Right, it was just black music.
Is you nice or is you not?
And this particular record, they did their cover version of Radioactive, but the way they did the beat, I mean, they covered the Radioactive beat, but it was made with a different drum machine. But anyway, and actually, I think Rapper's Rap Company was the first rap group to actually have a white guy in it. But that's a whole nother story.
Wow. Okay, you're going history up in here.
Well, yeah, no, we are. I'm just saying, you know, that's where.
So you saying that's before Beastie Boys.
Oh my God, nigga. What?
I'm just saying. I want to make sure niggas know the history.
Yeah, that's way before Beastie Boys. Yeah, the Rapper's Rap Company. No doubt. Los Angeles.
Tobias.
No, when I'm
line notes.
and congratulations to Tobias for saying that all of us, even, you know, us on the digest, you know, we know a lot, but we continue to learn a lot because we are still students of the game.
Right.
And that's where, like, the Midwest, you know, I never hear anybody ever mentions MC Chill, you know, from Cleveland.
Wow.
You know, he's on Fever Records, you know what I'm saying? And he has three certified 12 inches, on Fever record, that's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? In the 80s. You know?
I mean, and we know Fever Records.
Yes, sir.
No doubt.
It's itself.
And it's not dissing, you know, Bone Thugs or any other Midwest people. No, it ain't that. I'm just saying. So,
just saying, it started before them.
Involve yourself as the teacher of hip-hop. And obviously, you know, you're an educated man. Tailor the curriculum to the kids you're teaching, and you want to appeal to them. But never stop being a student of hip-hop. That's my thing. You know, congratulations to you, brother. But my only advice I got for you is to continue to be the student of the culture, because we're still evolving and we still have a lot of history that hasn't been told, or that a lot of people want to. There's a lot of unqualified folk out there, if you ask me, though, real talk, teaching a lot of shit about hip hop, and but wanting to start again, maybe starting at the Beastie Boys or starting at Tupac or N.W.A. and they don't know jack.
Not even if they do know jack, they're starting at that starting point because that's what the people that they're teaching are familiar with. Like, but I'm like, if you're teaching something, why are you teaching someone something that they're familiar with? You teach them something they don't know, so they can learn something. You know what I'm saying? You preaching to the choir, don't teach nobody shit, because I already know what you know. If so, you need to teach people something they don't know so they can learn something and they can pass that knowledge on to someone else.
My wish long term, brother, is that it goes and gets picked up for more than just the kids you teaching. And wouldn't mind seeing that syllabus, if you don't mind sending it our way so we can take a look at that. Maybe we can you know, help out a little bit, or maybe we can learn something.
I'm saying, yes.
And if you're not careful, you might learn something.
Oh, hey. Shit. Damn, cars. One more thing on that. Just another thing reminds me, Founding Fathers documentary is a good also documentary.
Yeah.
Now, again, a lot of DJs, you got to read between the lines. A lot of people, you know, they wanted to shit on Herc. Herc didn't invent nothing. Herc didn't this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? I believe that there are early DJs who do deserve credit.
Of course.
No doubt. But you can't deny what Herc brung in his heritage from the sound systems from Jamaica. That's a real thing.
Yep.
You know, a lot of those guys are just disco DJs. You know, stop fronting, nigga. You know, that's all. You know, man. But again, hip hop evolves, and we're still students of the game, no doubt. So, no doubt.
You just dropped a little quick, but short little history lesson on niggas that they can just go and dig in a little bit more. You gave them some names to go ahead and find out.
Saying.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy, The Game, / Eminem diss, a whole 10-minute diss record, dissing Eminem. So, let's get into it. And first of all, I'm going to ask you, G.
Okay.
What do you think the game's motivation was?
Well, you want to know? I'll tell you. See, I've been peeping game. Listen to the wordplay. I've been peeping game about this nigga for a minute. And he been coming at niggas for a long time. A long time. He was coming at Jay for years, trying to get him to jump off the stoop.
Yeah, he was.
And get out there and say something, and Jay would just ignore his ass, like, nigga, fuck out of here. I already know what you want. You just want a piece of history to be me and you, like it was me and Nas, so you can have your little space, so you can be like, yeah, see, I had one of those big diss records, and I had a big battle with one of the big rappers. So that's what he was doing in that point, and he's continuing to do that. And so now at this point, I'm thinking, shit, he's just throwing Eminem under the bus to see if he can get him to nibble. And he might, because niggas is out here just putting a lot of words out, and he might nibble, but I doubt it. If, in my opinion, he shouldn't do shit, just let this nigga just sit out here and continue to keep trying to get niggas, throw bait out here and trying to catch niggas. I think he should just ignore this nigga, because he sound thirsty to me, straight up and down. Game sound thirsty, like he just wants a battle with somebody. Because if you want to battle with this nigga, you want to throw his name, because you know if you get him to even nibble a little bit, guess what you're going to get? millions of niggas to listen to your album and hear what the fuck you got to say. That's a lot of fucking views in this day and time. That equals money in this day and time with views. Right now, this nigga, he's wandering out in the woods right now and nobody's fucking hearing him. He's throwing bricks and nobody hears what the fuck he's talking about. So if Eminem even nibbles a little bit, he's all of a sudden at the top. He's got the number one trending album all of a sudden. Niggas is all on him. Like, Eminem should say, fuck this nigga. I ain't giving him what he wants. He just wants me to give him some of my fans over there to just click on his shit so he can get some plays. That's just how I see it. I'll be like, ignore this nigga. Because he ain't worth it, because this is what he does. This isn't natural. Eminem was just sitting around minding his damn business, chilling, and this nigga just threw his name out of no damn where. Like, what the fuck? How'd my name get dragged into the fucking mud again? I ain't got nothing to do with this nigga. He just threw me out here. So if I'm Eminem, fuck this nigga. You go ahead and just keep on throwing darts. I ain't got shit to say to you.
Okay, we have the next case will be brung by the prosecution, 1E Tapper John MD. E Color, the prosecution.
All right, for the record, let the record state that I am a fan of hip hop. And if a hip hop situation kicks off, I'm there for it. Your argument, Curtis, sounds a little weak, sounds a little young boyish, sounds a little bitch ass Jay-Z-ish. Hip hop has always and probably will always be who nuts hang the best, who is the best motherfucker, who is shutting people down. Not who is saying fuck that nigga or I'm not gonna respond. That ain't hip hop. I don't give a fuck who it is. It ain't. We could talk about that Lucky Charms nigga and T.I. I don't give a fuck. Battling is part of hip hop. This shit that happened in the 90s, I don't know if it got niggas shook like it did LL. I don't know if motherfuckers thinking they bigger than hip hop like Jay-Z. But if somebody throw a battle record out there, then that battle record needs to be responded to. And if you don't respond, you lose. You can't change your story now when we was looking at Meek Mill like a fucking nut. You can't change your story now when we was looking at Royce da 5'9" like, what the fuck? So we gonna give Eminem a pass? Why?
Eminem gets a pass because Eminem wasn't fucking with Game.
Doesn't matter.
Game just threw fucking, this nigga out there like, I'm coming at you.
This ain't new. So if you were doing your studies.
I'm not doing studies. I'm just being straight up.
And I'm being straight up and with study with information. So Game has been doing this for a while, going at 50, Eminem saying he's better than him and all this kind of stuff. It's not new. What's new is he made a fucking 10-minute record. Did he have to make that shit 10 minutes? Fuck no. He didn't. But for anybody, and I mean anybody out here that's lobbying for Eminem not to respond, that ain't hip-hop, brother. That ain't hip-hop.
And what he's doing ain't got shit to do with hip-hop to me.
Making a battle record? Talking about somebody?
This
about
ain't got hip-hop. Shit. He a fan of Eminem, so I don't even want to hear that shit he talking about. He a fan of Jay-Z. He a fan of all these niggas. So I don't want to hear what he talking about. It ain't even a diss. This ain't a rap battle. This ain't him coming at him talking about, I'm better than you, nigga. This ain't that. This is this nigga trying to get a piece of his fans to come over there, click on his album. So if this nigga ain't have no album out, he ain't have nothing to do, and he just did this, I'd be more on Game's side. This nigga got an album. He's trying to sell something. And he's trying to use Eminem to sell it. So fuck this nigga for trying to use somebody else to sell your shit. Now, if this had just came out the blue, if this just came out of the blue and he had no album out, and he had nothing, I'd be like, damn, Game, go get him. But on all this right. set here, nigga, you got something to sell, nigga. And you're trying to use me to sell it.
Okay.
Well, it won't sell if it ain't good, period.
Okay. So shout out to Easy Bake. He said the record had like something like 30 tracks on it. So
I started listening today. Okay.
All right, that's real. All right, but that's beside the point. So what do they call a person who in like Major League Baseball settles contract dispute?
Arbitrator.
Arbiter. So I'm the arbiter, arbitrator, however you pronounce it. That's my role in this situation.
Let's see.
You got swerve on one point, Kirk G on another. So I'm going to break it down like this. There's a couple of issues here. You're both right, but if I had to rule, I'm going to lean towards ruling for Swerve on a couple technical points. First of all, wow. Yeah, I think you're both right. So this is the key thing. There's game. What I think his personal motivation is that I think Game, for the longest time, and I've said this to you and others, Game has shown enough respect that he always wanted to be cool with Dre. He's shown enough, you know, moxie and ability that he should have remained cool with 50 and sort of been in that sort of linchpin of where Eminem is with Dre and 50. So I think that's a personal thing. As motivation, more so than the selling of the record. I think the selling of a record just sort of happened to come at this same opportunity, but I think it's personal. Now, in terms of hip hop, this is an important thing. And everybody, and you mentioned LL, and obviously when violence started to come in, LL kind of pulled back. So I think that was prudent, but this is a situation. This is where G's wrong. In the pantheon of that, Eminem responds to a lot of low-hanging fruit. Okay? He'll respond to some pop star or Machine Gun Kelly or talking shit about your boy from Brand Nubians and shit. So I don't want to hear all that ignore shit, son.
Thank you.
You want to talk shit about all that low-hanging fruit? You got plenty of ability. Get in.
Yep.
Okay. So
shut Game the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a problem with that is that
can't.
Well, see, Peter Johansson said it the best. Eminem doesn't make good music. Okay? Now on paper, Eminem is a better MC only on paper, because Eminem does not make flavor music. He just doesn't. This shit he makes, I'm point blank. I respect him, but god damn it, his records is garbage. You know what I'm saying? Now, Game can make good records, but he misses the target often himself, but he can.
And he's a nut nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
He's doing dumb shit.
And he, yes.
Yes, he does.
So,
tried and true nut nigga word just popped
up. Yeah, I mean, and that's true. Game does a lot of dumb, unnecessary shit.
Yep.
So,
but outside of that, that motherfucker can rhyme.
And I will not take that. You never heard me say one word about him being able to rhyme. That nigga can spit all day long. He is nice with it. Very fucking nice. I will give him that all day, and we'll give Eminem a run for his fucking money, even on his best day, because that nigga is that nice.
And Curtis, real quick, that's all I'm fucking asking for. I'm not asking for Eminem to go outside. I mean, how the fuck did Eminem get on? How did he get on, Curtis?
Battling.
So either fucking battle or shut the fuck up and go live in your motherfucking castle and stay there.
Okay, so... The unfortunate thing, and the reason why ultimately hip-hop loses, and it loses on a couple of reasons, because there is goon nigga involvement, okay? Yes. Hip-hop would win.
And Game is one of them.
Right. And hip-hop would win if Eminem gets put his battle bag on, and then if he, you know, wants to start rhyming and just knocking cats out, that it gets to the point where you just be like, you're gonna rhyme and you're gonna say some shit, but you know what? I ain't fucking with M, because M is destroying niggas. Hip hop wins when that happens.
Yes.
Hip hop wins. And if Game happens to win a round or two, so be it. You know what I mean? So I think hip hop.
Did Nas stop Jay-Z's career?
No, of course not.
Exactly.
It took off after that.
Exactly.
Well.
So maybe Eminem will take off again if he takes an L. If.
And I'll continue to say it. and Hove fans are still butthurt, but I'm so what? So what? You know what I mean?
Well, but you can't be butthurt when the L is what it is. He took a fucking L. Jay took an L. I'm a Jay fan, big ass Jay fan. He took a fucking L, no doubt. I'll continue to say Jay's track was better. The Takeover track was 10 times better than that fucking Ether track. Ether track was whack. Nas carried that track all day long.
True.
All right. True. So ultimately, you know, I give the edge, like I said, if I'm the arbitrator person, I give the edge to Swerve, you know what I'm saying? You know, by certain technical points, you know, but yeah, I can't and will never buy silence when that whole 8 Mile shit and he's battling niggas. And then once he starts making real money, he turns from battling real cats in real battles to rhyming about pop stars and Machine Gun Kelly and shit. Yeah, B and Mariah Carey and all these
other man.
B, fuck that.
That's what Eminem does. He does that. That's what he's been doing from the beginning, talking about niggas.
Certain niggas that
talking
ain't
about pop stars and all. I'm just talking about pop stars and all that shit. That's what he does.
Star niggas.
That's what he did from back then. Talking about pop stars, rappers, actors, whatever. He talked about that shit. But at this point in stage in his life, does he need it? No. I'm gonna continue to say no. He doesn't need it at this stage in his life because what the fuck has he been doing? He's been making bullshit music, as we say. On paper, his rhymes are still good, but the music only fits to a certain demographic of people, his fan base, and he's not trying to get out of that. So he's going to continue to make the music that they like, that shit that brings out their dog ears, that they're going to be like, oh, new Eminem, yes. Niggas like us will be like, new Eminem, that's some trash. You know what I'm saying?
Or we'll say, oh, shit, did you hear that Eminem shit? Because I know that can happen.
It can happen.
But if he sits it out, then fuck him. fuck Royce. Don't be apologizing. I saw some of those stories. Don't be apologizing. No, nigga, you was in a battle and you chose not to respond. What is that? That is not hip hop. You wasn't gonna. If y'all two wrote a diss record about me, I'm gonna write a diss record back about y'all. I'm not gonna come try to fly over there and fight you, niggas.
Yeah, but see, you know what I'm saying? But the problem is that you have to. And it's unfortunate, and I gotta put this in there, is that you have to take the unfortunate goon element that exists.
There is a goon element.
There's a goon element and a violent element that exists over this shit that is totally unnecessary. So it doesn't make it as easy as it once does. That's why LL Cool J can start out a sort of portion in his career in a Kumo D all the way through Ice-T. Throughout his career, throughout the biggest part of his career. LL was at the biggest part of his career when he made To the Break of Dawn and literally eviscerated Ice-T. Now, again, Ice-T, a hip-hop nigga, didn't do nothing for him. You know what I'm saying? Didn't fuck his career up. You know, Ice-T, he'd be the one who tell you, oh, yeah, see, when you fucking with these real rap niggas, look what happened to me. That's the type of shit that Ice-T could say.
But in this instant, yes, goons, the goon squad and all that shit does exist. They're out there and around. But in this instant, I don't think that even has any shit to do with this.
Man, are you fucking kidding me?
Because this would be Game versus Eminem on a rap level only. Cause who gonna be like, you know what? Fuck that! I'm going to attack Eminem because he just beat Game in a battle.
And ain't nobody doing that. No, you know what? No,
can't nobody get to Eminem.
Ain't nobody doing that shit. And like I said,
but the same motivation about trying to make a name for yourself that you put on Game is the same motivation that these goons operate under. Okay, for no apparent reason. Right. Game could be at a tour stop in Detroit and some nut nigga goons want to. M ain't got nothing to do with this. We talking about some nut nigga goons want to make a name for themselves. Talking about, nigga, we repping the D, no fly zone shit. That's all. You know what I mean? There's a lot of, you have to take that in consideration.
Right.
If you are as big as those guys are, you got to take that into consideration.
Well, obviously, Game don't give a fuck about none of that. He keeps going at niggas. So he don't care about that as a consideration.
He's one of them. It's on record. It's on record. Okay, that's what I'm going to say right now. but he's a nut nigga.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, outside of rap, he does dumb shit. Okay, but let me just say this before you wrap it up. Anybody that says that Game album is whack, and I'm one third of the way through. Anybody that says that album is whack is just purely hating. Period. I don't give a fuck who you are. That album is not whack. It's too long. It's too fucking long, and I'm going to say that about anybody. We don't need 30 fucking tracks. That's two albums, my G. But anybody that says out of their mouth, types on their shit, that album is whack, yeah, they're just purely hating.
Okay.
I am not the biggest Game fan. But as I'm listening to this album, I'm like, it's not bad. It's okay. Not bad.
That's real. No doubt. Hey, I want to shout and apologize to Senior Chaos. Kurt G astutely pointed out I spelled his album wrong on the cover. I spelled the name of his record wrong on the cover. Now, I actually just copied and pasted, but the font I used didn't support that character, so it came out fucked up. And his record with Illustrate,
crazy,
is damn good.
Yes, it is.
Sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
So
yes,
I did listen to that, and that record's damn good, but I do want to apologize to him about that.
Hey, Kals, you know what I mean? Keeps it 1 billion over here, bro.
1 billion.
So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Next couple of topics on the Hip Hop Digest is Hip Hop Digest Business Edition, CNBC style.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Where we at? What we doing? All right.
Mattel sues Rap Snacks over the use of barbecue in Nicki Minaj barbecue chips.
Oh, Barbie, yeah.
Rap Snacks is being sued by the conglomerate Mattel, Inc. They filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles court last week alleging the popular snack brand infringes on a long-standing Barbie trademark. The toy maker took issue with the company's barbecue honey truffle chips. They were introduced earlier this summer.
Niggas reaching.
Mattel says that it confuses the customer.
Oh my God.
Mattel says it confuses the customer. The company has reportedly sought to block any more Rap Snacks from being released under the name Barbie.
Woo.
It also looking to receive unspecified damage as well as the profits from the chips.
There it is. Ding, ding, ding. There it is. Life must be pretty bad. Okay. You can't sell no more than white dolls. What's going on?
Okay, hold up, B. Nicki Minaj, who was announced in collaboration with the chip and snack maker, is not listed as a co-defendant. Now, I have a big question.
Nicki should be listed.
Hold
only
up.
Because of this. Because Nicki been calling herself Barbie for a minute.
You answered the question.
She been saying to all her fans is Barbies or all this Barbie this. I'm surprised they didn't go after her.
Yeah,
now, do they want her to do a commercial for them? They're like, we will drop the suit if you come over here and do something with us.
You answered the question before I got a chance to ask it, but because I'm not a follower of her, but I do vaguely remember, thank you for answering it, that Barbie was prominently featured in her aura as far as her social media presence and how she got down. But Kurt G just confirmed it. The rap snack maker, which I always get a chuckle seeing the young boys on these potato chip bags when I go into Costco and shit. I always get a chuckle out of that, you know what I mean? But it also reminds me of the Philadelphia company who started this first, okay? Chompies. Those of you who want to really know what time
history,
it is.
You're dropping all kind of history today, yeah, my nigga. I said Chompies. I ain't seen that name in a minute, my nigga.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Chompies, the original hip-hop rap snack. But no disrespect to the new kids, you know what I mean? No doubt. Mattel, the behemoth. I mean, yeah, they're coming in
every year still.
Yeah, Barbie.
If there's a nickel bag sold on the corner, I want in.
Shout to Frank White. This is the rap snack company. I'm sure they have pretty good representation from their lawyers. But I tell you, if it gets in front of a jury, And they see right. Well, yeah, and they see the Nicki Minaj chick bag, and then they're gonna throw in bags with Rick Ross on it, and these other, and it, well, I don't need to, maybe, but they gonna throw a lot of Young Bulls in there,
and all them niggas.
I think the word Barbie,
damn,
might depend on, you're right, depend on the jury, depend on the judge, but the word Barbie itself.
Damn, yo. Now, low hanging fruit. Oh,
well, I tell you what.
They're going to win the lawsuit. They're going to win.
Barbecue?
Because Barbie, the name Barbie's in there. They got that shit is trademarked. So they're going to win that lawsuit. Is it low hanging fruit? Is it a bullshit lawsuit? I say yes.
Yeah, but it's not like win. it's not like they're using the term Barbie separate from barbecue chips. I think you can make a differentiation. I see what Mattel trying to do. Right.
See what they're trying to do. Yeah.
They're gonna win because she's been calling herself Barbie for so long.
But she's not a part of it, Kurt.
She's not. But her name's gonna get tossed in there. You better believe it.
Oh, unless the rap snack company throw her under the bus, she won't. Because Mattel is doing, let me tell you something. Mattel was smart with that shit. They was like, we're not going to use her as a co-defendant because then they'll point out we didn't say nothing.
Right, about her.
Oh, about
right.
her.
For years.
Right. So that's why she didn't get thrown in. Mattel was like, fuck that.
A good attorney.
We'll throw her name in there.
Fuck them up. And a sophisticated jury will tell Mattel to get the fuck out of here.
That's true. I agree, but
that's what should happen.
Right.
That's what should happen. But I'm saying I'm thinking they're going to win because it's just going to get dismissed and there'll be some fucking fine or some small shit. These niggas ain't going to get no large share of the fucking profit.
Well, let me tell you something, man. I'm rooting for the Rap Snack company. Hopefully they got the money and the lawyers to really, really defend themselves.
Ain't one of the pro-righteous teachers down with that shit? Somebody is down with that shit that's of that ilk. This down with them rap snacks, yo.
I'm not familiar with who's really down with the company.
I
don't have no clue about now,
that. We gotta get our research on, but I could swear that there's one of the poor righteous teachers or somebody of that ilk that's down with. Because I was talking to somebody about that shit, and they're doing well. So hopefully they got enough money to have an attorney who is smart enough.
Obviously they're doing well, nigga. They selling the whole box bag up in Costco.
I got the empty bag.
It's an empty bag.
It's the empty bag of them Biggie joints right there.
Oh, okay.
You ain't doing like my brother back here got unused beer sitting over there, different labels of beer. And I'm like, drink that shit. Put some water in that motherfucker.
he ain't never going to open them bottles. That was a lot of shows.
A lot of shows, my nigga. And you was coming over here with that exotic beer and
yes,
shit.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, but like I said, shout out to Rap Snacks Incorporated. We hope that you prevail.
Godspeed.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Under the behemoth Mattel. Fucking fucks.
I know. Go after somebody who's did
really
that shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? No doubt. Next topic on the CNBC version of the Hip Hop Digest. Versus. It was all good
just a week ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's all good just a week ago. Versus battle on. Timberland and Swizz Beatz sue Triller for $28 million.
Where the hell is our man at? Down by law.
He's in Atlanta doing all kind of shit.
Okay, your boy.
A lot of the lawsuits popping off.
Yeah, your boy Timberland and Swizz Beatz entered into a settlement payment and agreement with Triller in February. Under the terms, Triller was to pay them $9 million each no later than March 17th.
Ooh, where the fuck's my money at?
Oh, yeah.
And earlier, if the company was able to reach a minimum funding threshold, after that, Triller is supposed to pay them an additional $500,000 per month for 10 months.
Oh, they got a nice deal.
Yeah, they did.
But they ain't getting paid.
They did. The timeline was accelerated if the company received $100 million in funding. Let's see. Under its proposed merger with SeaChange International, who I guess SeaChange International was supposed to buy a portion of Thriller and pump additional money into
Thriller.
Or Thriller. Did I say Thriller? Thriller? Oh, okay.
It's just Thriller.
An additional $120,000 was tacked on for the producer's legal fees. They're suing for the whole thing. I'm paying my lawyer. You know what I'm saying? You calling my lawyer. Did you sample such and such and cut this, that, and the third?
Made up and down.
Hey.
Once again, after this agreement was made, Triller defaulted on the agreement.
Ouch.
According to the complaint, it didn't pay the $18 million in March, or nor did it make any of the $1 million monthly installments that Timberland and Swizz Beatz.
Somebody's going to have to pay.
Hey, Triller, you lose. Now you got the Ill Street Blues.
Ooh. Boy,
they gonna lose.
You don't want to hear default, my nigga.
Yeah, Timberland and Swizz Beatz sent a notice and a demand for payment, but Triller has yet to respond.
Like, fuck out of here, nigga. This ain't, hey, this ain't on some street shit, my nigga. This is on some straight up, straight court lawyer shit.
And if Triller signed on the line,
they gonna have to pay.
To give it up.
So this is the key thing. Yeah. Now that's what I was wondering. Did they really got the ironclad contract on Triller? You gotta think that these niggas would have had real lawyers in there handling that.
Look, B, you talking about Swizz Beatz.
I'm saying.
You don't think you got a great lawyer?
I'm assuming yes.
Oh, okay. I'm assuming as well. Yes. And not the, to the slight
nigga,
Timbo.
The nigga went to Harvard.
Hey. Come on, man.
So this is a thing. And I often wonder about this. I guess there's people who do make companies, and this is one of the things that you do. You start a company, you hope the company's successful, and if it is successful, then eventually you do get bought up by bigger companies. That has happened to a slew of other companies.
That's the tried and true method of making a big come up.
That's true, but I guess people want. But yeah. I often wondered why they wouldn't have kept it and then built it from the ground up, because I know it's money. I know it's money because I thought the idea of the verses and the brand and everything. And we sat here on many a show talking about, yeah, we appreciate the support, especially from the hip hop. And then when you went to R&B, but man, we seen Big Money Country. We seen it could be jazz. It could be classic rock. I mean, Jesus Christ, Led Zeppelin and AC/DC. Yes, oh they're gonna want to. They're gonna want to get paid. Oof. But the amount of money that those, you know what I mean,
generate. My
yeah,
name.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Can you imagine? You know what I'm saying.
So, you know what fucked it up, B?
What's that?
You know what fucked it up?
Who fucked it up?
When they start talking subscription shit. That's what's fucked it up. So let me, we teaching today, right?
Okay, my man.
So we don't see a whole bunch of motherfucking newspapers anymore, but they still exist, right?
Right.
Newspapers don't make their money from motherfuckers reading that shit.
Nope.
Newspapers make their money from what, Curtis?
Advertisers.
So if, and that is a tried and true fucking thing. So if Versus had been like, yeah, we don't need to fuck with this subscription shit. Niggas is already paying 10, 15 subscription fees for all these fucking streaming services and shit. Let's just do what we do, but let's tax these motherfuckers, these Ciroc motherfuckers. They want to put their bottles on the table. Let's tax these niggas. And they would have got money because millions of eyes were watching those fucking verses, and as you said, as it would the way it could have gone, it would have been astronomical. But they wanted to get the quick buck, I guess. I don't mean
to sound dismissive or that it wouldn't have taken hard work, but you gotta think that, you know, if you're doing certain, you know, that you don't think Ford Motor Company is going to want to have a logo plastered all over that shit. Or you don't think that Harley Davidson or Tide.
Hell
I
yeah.
mean,
Kenny Chesney versus Garth Brooks.
Right. Like, I mean,
we look Davidson, like the stage would look like a NASCAR jacket.
Right.
Better believe it.
Right. That shit would have been NASCAR the fuck out. That shit would have been paying niggas so heavy and shit. Garth Brooks and Kenny Chesney would have came out. God. One motherfucker would have had a Tide jacket on. The other motherfucker would have had Downey. They'd have been getting paid so heavy up
man,
in that motherfucker.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying, yo, and I don't mean that lightly, but I guess I sort of see a brilliant thought from, once again, two African-American brothers who, again, they think, you know what I'm saying, from the bottom up. You know, this is strictly was for hip-hop. It's during at the height of the pandemic.
Yep.
And then here come Triller.
You know, his gold is shimmery.
With a quick delivery.
Yeah, here come Triller, right? Who is going to take the original idea? Because, see, Triller didn't think of this themselves. They were like, fuck it, yo, let's just get in on this. This is crazy.
Hop on it.
Yeah.
They hopped on it. And to me, they hopped on it and they didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
They thought it was just going to continue to do what it do. So that's why they kept Timberland and Swizz around. And hope that they'll keep continuing to curate the playlist and put whoever versus this versus that versus this for them. If they knew what to do with this shit, they would have jumped on it. And like you said, they would have had the Kenny Chesney, Garth Brooks. They would have had, because they got the budget. You coming? Yep. You getting backing, and you got these motherfucking advertisers. They could have did that. They could have went. Yep. But when you got black people, well, I'm saying black people, but they want to fight back and get mad. When they start talking about charging people, or they get mad when you talk about, well, we're going to just start bringing different demographics. Like, no, keep it in the hood. Keep it straight. Keep it for us. Keep it. Nigga, y'all ain't paying. I need to go somewhere else where the pay is coming at.
And that don't mean they still in the middle of classic rock and country and other, you know what I'm saying, pop acts and shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Couldn't bring hood cats up and couldn't bring hip-hop joints
for a minute.
You're right, but right now they scrambling. They putting niggas together. You're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah,
Real talk.
When I heard them niggas,
my nigga?
Yeah, right. Real talk. When them niggas was talking about Memphis Bleek versus Joel Santana, I was like, damn, what is this B Squad shit?
That's a stretch.
Yeah,
I'm like, why are you even doing this? Y'all just doing some shit just to put some names out there. Just you nigga, you ain't gonna get the views that you want to get doing this type of shit. So right now, I'm thinking, what'd you say, Thriller or Triller?
Triller
is having buyer's remorse.
They are.
And that's foolishness, though.
They're having buyer's remorse right now. Like, damn, we got this shit, and the shit's going down. Niggas ain't viewing no more. This shit's, man, fuck this. I ain't paying these niggas. Fuck
That's dumb.
It is. If they had any clue, they'd be like, fuck this shit. We about to come up. Fuck these
Hell
niggas.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Niggas.
We about to go over
all
here.
Fuck hip-hop shit.
We about to go ahead and make this
Celine,
money.
Call Celine, yo. Get Celine on the phone. And Barbara Streisand. Celine Dion and Barbara Streisand.
Oh, my God.
What, nigga?
Nigga, what?
If we can see it, I don't see how the fuck they can't see it.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine shit like that, my G?
Come on, man.
You want to talk about shutting down the internet? God damn.
Hey, Triller, you wrong, yo. You wrong. But we got to put a little bit of blame on our boys, too, because they should have fucking stuck with the program, because they could have got to the point where they had Celine Dion and motherfucking Barbra Streisand.
Yeah, yeah, that's real.
But they would have been looked at as sellouts.
No, no doubt.
No,
you know how we
no,
do, B.
No,
you know
no.
how B.
They got to keep doing what they were doing.
Yeah,
but you can keep doing what you're doing, but money changes a motherfucking mindset. If you're doing what you're doing, let's say you continuing to do, and they say they would keep putting Brand Nubians versus whoever. You know what I'm saying? They're doing shit to placate us, to keep us happy. Yeah. But then they throw some big shit out there, and then the money from that big shit is making 50 times the money that they're making from this shit? You're like, now all of a sudden, you're getting maybe one a year of some shit that you want to see, and the rest of that shit is them. And niggas be like, oh, they sold out. They sold. You goddamn right we sold out, because the motherfucking money y'all niggas was bringing in was nothing compared to this shit.
This is real. Hold on. Let me tie this up. They would have took a hit from our community once they started to bring verses into the larger pantheon of music.
As soon as they went pop.
Okay, but I don't think that that should have bothered them, because both of those gentlemen have forayed into that. Timberland has done beats.
They're wealthy.
Timberland has done beats for Korean pop people, yes. And so has Swizz. So it's not like these guys is, you know what I'm saying, in the basement on an MP. So right. Don't even try. You don't even got to claim that. But I thought that Triller money was too big
at the time,
and they said you can't ignore 30 mil. You know what I'm saying? So
it's a shame.
Yeah, yeah.
It had its issues. Don't get it twisted.
It definitely had its issues. It started out really rocky and shaky. It looked like it was about to go bomb at first.
But the potential was astronomical.
Yeah.
Because of people being stuck at home, though. So you got to think about that, too, because once folks got back out in the streets, it was kind of hard, you know.
Yeah, but come on, B.
This is how we stream. This is what we do.
But I'm sorry, but real.
Niggas making money.
Under the banner.
Money, like this. They may say they losing money, but them niggas is making some
under
money.
Under the banner of Versus. I'm sitting back and I'm dreaming, like you said, Barbra Streisand, Celine Dion, under the banner of the Big V, right? Even if it's a Vegas residency and the Bellagio's paying both of those artists 10 mil for just 10 mil a show for three shows that are probably charging fucking $25,000 a seat. I'm dreaming. I'm gonna blunt. You know what I mean? So
the money would be ridiculous. Being.
So I'm just saying, under the Versus banner.
Yeah.
Under the Versus banner. Because Versus is just like, oh my goodness. You know what I'm saying?
Vegas it's just happy.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
What your boy Joe Pesci say? We had a good thing.
We fucked it up.
Oh man. I love Casino. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and this is so watch. This goes under watch your ass. All right.
Oh shit.
This goes under watch your ass. Capitol Records just signed a virtual artist. Not even somebody, but this virtual artist goes by the name FNMEKA and has over 10 million followers on TikTok. By itself, it isn't a big story, okay? But what makes it a big story and what makes it Hip Hop Digest worthy, okay? Because this Mr. FN, or I can't even say Mr., this virtual computer-generated thing is a rapper, okay? Mm-hmm. So he's computer-generated. And he's just as weird as you want to think. Some old green dread thing with a shaved head. Of course, he has dark skin. He's not a white guy, not a white virtual person. Okay. All right. But this is a key thing. Watch yourself here. All right. Not only has this person been signed by one of the most powerful record companies in the world, Capitol Music Group. All right. Capitol claims that FN Mecca, or however you pronounce that, has over 1 billion views on TikTok and it is the number one virtual being, they're calling him a virtual being on the platform, he's the first virtual being signed to a major label. His debut single, Florida Water, a collaboration with Billboard chart topper Gunna, if you could believe that.
Gunna getting the check.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's going to a lawyer, though. A Fortnite player by the name of CLIX. Okay. So you got Gunna on the track with this virtual being. It was produced by Turbo. Now, I don't know if this is a production company, Travis Scott.
Mr. Pump, Black Turbo?
Travis Scott, Young Thug, and Lil Baby, executive produced by DJ Holiday, Gucci Mane, and Nicki Minaj.
Them niggas getting indicted.
So I only say this to say it's a virtual Rico. Being. Capitol Records is like, you don't understand the significance of this, that we are going to go all the way to the bank, because eventually we want to get to the point.
We don't need people.
We don't need these jail niggas up the office.
Well, if I may.
Sir, please.
I don't know everything, but I know a little bit about a whole lot. And I could swear that there is an Asian female AI being, or whatever the fuck you call it, that has been doing this shit for a minute. It's not hip hop, but she's a pop. It is a pop entity that's yes, been making noise for a long time.
I have heard of Asian pop phenomenon that mm-hmm. is a one of these made up artificial intelligent things very popular in Asia. Right. I'm thinking they're just looking at, this is the first crack on the U.S. market.
Oh, okay.
And the fact that, and this is a thing here, you got these people, whether it's Nicki Minaj, Gucci, Travis Scott, Thug, Gunna, you guys are so replaceable. You're already replaceable because your music is replaceable. Okay? And that's just being one trillion.
That's true.
Y'all motherfuckers, everybody on this list, okay?
Plug and play.
Right. I don't give a fuck who it is. And I defy anybody to say different, okay?
So what eventually, what it's looking like right now, since you said Capitol's going all in.
Capitol's going in.
If they're going all in, and also all the other majors is looking at Capitol like, okay, we're going to let these niggas go out here and jump in the water and see how this turns out. Because what's going to happen is all these niggas eventually, if this shit works out and it does numbers and makes some money, every label is going to start signing programmers to deals. Programmers are going to get deals to get on their label and start making up these fucking characters and selling them.
And so the chickens will eventually come home to roost. All us old fogies who are yelling about, y'all niggas need to get your lyrics tightened up. Y'all niggas need to get your music game tightened up. Y'all niggas is forsaking hip hop and bringing the DJs in and keeping it grounded. Okay, you're going to get replaced, as Kurt G said, by programmers who don't need the right dope rhymes. Because any fucking thing will do. Them programmers who don't need to fucking program beats and loops and motherfuckers out there looking for the next Preem or Jay Dilla. Why? You don't need that shit, okay? Because all of y'all set the stage to have your entire game replaced, okay? I'm just saying.
Damn. They about to pull out them holograms too? But hey, they can't do that because somebody in real life has to get paid.
B, but this one's saying, fuck that. A hologram costs too much. Got to pay the estate of Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, and Tupac. Yeah. Fuck that. This FN Mecca, nigga, we got him set up to do a worldwide tour all at once.
From a drone.
He's going to appear on the stage worldwide all at once in New York, in LA, Tokyo, Australia, London, you know, the Congo, all at once at the stage, all at once.
What accent is that, B?
I don't know. That's just a mutt.
Oh my goodness.
Oh shit, he said all at once. But it's true, because you could just program and make up a stage for this country, for whatever country, and he's gonna be in Ibiza, you know what I'm saying? So he's gonna be everywhere. There's a house mix coming up soon.
Oh no.
So you could just program anything you want. pretty much.
Damn. And like I say, and this is the thing, and the only reason why I say that, and again, I know I shot an Easy Bake out earlier, but this is one particular thing. This is kind of off topic. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just giving him all kind of good feels today, huh?
Nah, that's my man right there. I appreciate him. He was talking about, speaking of the Game album, I meant to say this earlier. Once again, old folkies like us, you know, saying with the vinyl and shit. Once you get the vinyl, you got the vinyl, right?
Right.
So he's on there talking about, he's listened to the Game album, right? But then he noticed that the Nipsey Hussle track was grayed out. Shit.
Yeah, it's been removed altogether now.
It's been removed. Now, think about it like this. If you had the record,
you'd have the record.
You'd have the record. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the record. If you had the CD or a cassette, you'd have the record. I'm just saying. But then, see, we was getting called fogies by saying this shit happened too much. When Neil Young got pissed on a political statement, I'm yanking my entire catalog off.
Oh, yeah, bye.
Well, I'm just saying, if what if you're a fan of Neil, right? And then you done bought a six-month subscription.
Uh-oh, you just got shit's empty.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean?
Right. And see, that to me goes back to what I said when we first started talking about this streaming shit and how these sites and Spotify and all these niggas was doing this shit. And the first thing I thought about was this shit could be sinister.
Yeah.
They can decide who and what they want to put on their site and take off anybody at any time if they don't like you.
They already doing that, though.
That's what I'm saying. So that's the bullshit.
Hey, Kurt, make your own Jay-Z. Make a new Jay-Z. If you don't like that shit, then make your own streaming service.
So anyway, I know that's off topic, but I know it's off topic, but this AI shit just kind of, this artificial intelligence, this Mr. You keep wanting to call him Mecca. He's not even, he's a fucking computer generated one and zero.
CGI.
You know what I mean?
Nigga.
Exactly. Hey,
yo, B though, with this new shit that everybody's running towards Mecca, whatever the fuck that shit that Facebook is being called now, when people running to their virtual lives, they'll be lining up to go to those fucking virtual concerts, B.
I mean, they could do what they want.
That's what Zuckerberg's hoping.
Yeah, they could do what they want, but I'm trying to tell you, I'm just talking about the particular MCs who are receiving a check from this virtual thing, and I get it, but they're at the point, I believe, that you are digging your own grave, okay? You are digging your own grave in this aspect, because then you're going to wonder why all the commercial money in rap has dried up. I ain't worried about us in the underground. Too many underground cats who do what they do. And who are going to want to do it the old-fashioned way. But
you couldn't see this coming, though, B.
I think I couldn't see it coming because I wasn't looking for it. So
you know why?
My man.
You know why I saw it coming? Because this virtual being, as you so fondly called it, named Sita on our beloved BET. You probably don't remember Sita.
No, I remember Sita.
She was just a trash talking hood rat ass AI being on BET. And I was like, damn, what the? And she kind of faded and disappeared or whatever.
But BET got rid of real personalities to pump that shit, though, right? I'm assuming.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, she just had like her own show, like a video show, and she would talk and, you know, be all ghetto talking about the shit. Yeah, I'll send you a link just so you can.
Okay, my man. Yeah,
recall. But this is just that on steroids to me.
Wow. All right. So, that basically does it for the Hip Hop Digest. We got a late House Music Digest, R&B Digest update.
Oh shit!
Want to give a shout out to Terry Hunter.
Oh my goodness.
Who won the wifey sweepstakes last week?
Yeah, he definitely won the wifey sweepstakes.
Yeah, out of those five, six joint end up being six remixes. Me and Kurt G ran through them last week, and Terry Hunter murdered it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Legally or illegally?
Don't matter.
Probably illegally.
It matters.
Probably
it
illegally, matters. But yeah, it's still hot.
Okay. Don't matter.
That gonna change, but
don't know how many wifeys showed up this week in the inbox, but right now Terry Hunter is really leading that game. So that's all for
no,
that.
No, it ain't all. We still got them $15 t-shirts. We still got them. And we are happy to have you rock with them. So
all right,
you know, get at us on some Instagram, Facebook, something. Holler.
Come on, $15, yo. Let's go. Let's get it.
And that includes goddamn shipping.
Oh come
on.
Where
they do that at?
Yeah, let's get it. All right, so I think we're ready for Kurt G's World Famous.
All right.
Set up?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
All right. This week, we got SI's Finest, Weather the Storm. That's SI's Finest, Weather the Storm. Then we got Water and Vanderslice, Life is More Than White Bricks. Water and Vanderslice, Life is More Than White Bricks.
Damn, the plug? Life is more than the plug?
Oh, man. To a certain segment, that's fucking blasphemy. Nigga, what is you talking about, nigga?
So on the way out the door here, you know, we are well past half of the year so far. Any standout music or anything y'all might got?
Nah, sir. I'm not going to go through my list. I got the list right here in front of me.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Because you know, I can just start running down some names, but I know niggas ain't ready for that.
I'm going to reserve judgment until I listen to, as T Bear put it, Black Thought and the Mouse. I tell you what though, I did listen to two tracks on the way to work the other day. Good boy.
I wonder if all them game haters would ever fucking, I know it wouldn't happen, all them game haters would, what the fuck would you say if fucking Black Thought made a record and said some shit about fucking Eminem? What would you say then? Oh, he's dick riding. I wish, but I know that wouldn't happen, but oh well.
All right, that's
game
what's
wants
good.
A battle, go at Black Thought. That's
and
a
I
thought.
Would, and I would love to see it too.
You want a battle, I guarantee you Black Thought will come back at you.
Would love that.
Okay, see, that proves my point. There's nobody who's going at Thought. Nobody.
I'm just saying, but he's so thirsty for a battle. Yeah, go at a nigga that's really going to come at you.
He ain't that thirsty.
If you really want to do it.
He ain't that thirsty.
Eminem ain't that thirsty. Nobody's that thirsty.
Yeah, no, he ain't that thirsty. Because, see, that's risking your career.
Yeah, well, let's not just blame it on Game, but nobody.
That's what I meant. Nobody.
I'm just suggesting if a nigga wants to really get somebody to battle, then hey, there you go. There's a fish right there you can go ahead and hook.
Yeah, that's a big ass fish though. That's a great white. That's a megalodon or whatever the fuck you call them shit. You ain't fucking with that.
You know, there's a line in Jaws where your boy is like, sir, that's no. The line is, sir, do you understand that's a great white? He does two things. He eats and makes little baby sharks. He is an eating engine. See, that's Thought. Yeah. Nobody is coming at Thought.
Well, I think it'd be a good one with him and Royce the 5'9", though. But, oh, I forgot Royce is already out the whip as far as battling. So, yeah, nobody.
All right, I'm gone. Good night.
Word to Key Sweat. Yo, that nigga had it locked for a minute, son.
Let's please get out of the show. When you start going into Key Sweat, it's time to cut the mics.
Nigga, everybody in the hood had that first album.
Please cut the mics.
Hey, we know the stories. We got stories.
Yeah, we do. All right. One of
these.
State anonymous and prominent was pure, it's about pride, so I'm outside trying to endure. I'm outside trying to endure. pain harsh, they aim to brainwash, deep in the condition. New defeat, one fruit to eat, had to speak it to fruition. Blocks ruined, the melting pots stewing, sneak into the kitchen. Amid disease, giving degrees, tiny star leaving tuition. Stubborn, we did it, wasn't permitted, never needed they permission. They slipping, we going fishing, if what's eating ain't sufficient. Streets see you get defeated, you get treated as provision. Keep fighting it, that you needing it, or heat a bit. And listen, without pull, I had to press though. Just being a magician on Front Street, got dumb heat. See what I was risking. She left my spirit subtle, told me this is why they love me. Raised this poison, raised our boys to keep high on the enemy. Draw the Venetians, bought a few pieces on required assembly. Let the tech blaze for decades, the fire was penalty. They owe a debt that reparations can't entirely remedy. She left my spirit subtle, told me this is why. Where they took my liberty, me not being the bigger, this bigger me. Bit of the map, catch shiver in your back, practicing chivalry. Every guard I know it's hard to show compassion and misery. First I'm content with the content, the master delivery. She left my spirit subtle, told me this is why they love you. Not a man of jest, I'm more just than chainmail, family crest. Tried to bias, but I decided my candidate's best. Talk uniqueness, corporate weakness, like every man of flesh. Shit was gritty, wasn't sitting pretty, had to stand the test. Past flying colors, few brothers got splashed, lying gutters. Hurt my heart, they took our diamonds, call us spades, try to club us. She left my spirit subtle, told me this is why they love you. I'd have stayed anonymous if prominent was pure. It's about pride, so I'm outside trying to endure. I'm outside trying to endure.
Yo, yo. Spirit bond for your trouble. The energy you feel like nobody loving. Hey, yo. Yo, check it. After all, it was the Dragon Ball catalog and everything in between. The Gundam wing and the sea shining. Always the king of hearts within my shuffle. Alliance honor. But co-side, but step in the ring like Bakihama. Whatever happens, happens when a Jupiter jazz spins. I find the love of my life till the fallen angels play ballast. Remember, I had that asteroid blues from all my travels. But developed the ear for real folk blues, my Yoko Kano. So different how we interpret the ending. Always remember that we see it in the beginning. Ah, the curse of immortality leading the final minutes. Perpetually losing everything just so you can relive it. With sight rare, the dream is never ending. Then when does it turn a nightmare? The questions only asked under the stars in the sky in the night air. We're living through dark times, but never scared to keep a light near. I see you space cowboy, no promise of a nice year. Hey yo, a spirit bond for your troubles. Take all my energy if you feel like nobody loves you. I only find my peace of mind in a hyperbolic chamber. It's a war of attrition outside, no mind is safe from. Hey yo, a spirit bond for your troubles. Take all my energy if you feel like nobody love you. I only find my peace of mind in a hyperbolic chamber. It's a war of attrition outside, no mind is safe from. Check it. Our deepest fears, we may lack a deepest fear, causing us to not appreciate the ones that are here as much as we wish. Therefore, we don't value ourselves. In every failure, we reject the lesson and battle ourselves. I never knew what it felt like to drown until I learned jujitsu to fight on the ground. Kings with the dirtiest crowns, shapeless, of course. The greatest image has not a form. Be water not only a saying, but the same is the force. If you feel it, it'll guide you. But the way is invisible to what lies beneath the eyelids. If you know, you know, a different glow. His skill's a threat to his teacher, Mario Ishiro. Took the mantle at the wrong time, Makoto Shishio. Hey yo, a spirit bond for your troubles. Take all my energy if you feel like nobody loves you. I only find my peace of mind in a hyperbolic chamber. It's a war of attrition outside, no mind is safe from. Hey yo, a spirit bond for your troubles. Take all my energy if you feel like nobody loves you. I only find my peace of mind in a hyperbolic chamber. It's a war of attrition outside, no mind is safe from. Yo, check it. Crouching tiger, my weaponry. The hidden dragon only visible in sheath and a green destiny. Before the planets aligned, I was moving things with my mind. Keep an eye open. How you want me to stop enemy fire? Tetsuo or Kylo Ren? Your chosen pistols and every verse is an allegory. Written in an Oni mask with a backstory. Unofficial as Yoshimitsu. A living legend who carries his fellow brethren through a message. Yo, check it. Lessons of a method of truest. Fail to make out the image that finishes translucent. See the light pass through it. The movement of dreams fluid. Don't go back to work, but send the children for schooling. Science versus the regime. Pick a side, can't trust the leaders we've seen. You won't see the beast until they remove the mask like Melina. Melina. Spirit bond for your troubles.
sob. This shit sound like the mob, sound like $100 bills in the wide. Sound like your shit a motherfucking facade. Sound like you ain't really comfortable with who you are. Sound like your bitch finna get up in my car. Running low, I'm killer, finna run, get another jaw. I got trees at the studio crib, so I ain't gotta run far. We own all the houses on the block. I'm my own next door neighbor now. Stacked that paper up and found us a way out. Turned a loose sheet of paper to a wrap and used it like a treasure map. Follow the steps, get a Rolex out of that. Flyer than the feather in my uncle hat. Pull up, lay my Chevy down flat, but you know where I'm at. You ain't coming around here black. Get washed, the laundromat owner, that's my homie. We go way back. Told me not to let no squares derail me off that money train. I must maintain, stay on track. All my partners got their own pack. Crazy how weed is the legal track, and the stock market is digital cash. Get in, I'll be left. NFT, the untouchable cash cow. I'm finna mash out like right now.
They got the Superman colored Porsche outside. Shit is super vibey.
Sounds like I'm the shit, and you ain't the shit. Sounds like the 23 coupe, still paint the shit. Sounds like I could blow dank in the bank and shit. Sounds like your big homie salutes, I'm outranking him. Sounds like I got a couple spots, make a couple M's. Sounds like I'm the alpha wolf in the fucking den. Sounds like I'm a made man, nigga fuck the pen. Sounds like another foreign trip, you can feel us in. Sounds like smoking on the yacht, just to feel the wind. Linen shit, loafers lace, I don't play poker, fuck a poker face. Eyes probably closed, that's a smoker's face. Nigga, you can smoke an eighth, smoke a half, smoke a zip. We be on that Sosa shit, probably more than most of it. Nigga, that's a fact, you say no cap. Think of salary, I could just snap my man a clap. That's a battery. Niggas stole my style, I ain't mad, that is flattery. Niggas talking tough, I don't listen, that is chattery. Oops, I mean shattering. Think about your spine, if it's shattering. Think about your mind, if it's splattering. We don't give a fuck about your family at the gathering. I was in a tub with the French soap lathering. Probably in the McLaren, riding up Madison. Ha! This that ghost and that spit of shit. Yeah, this that real, real nigga shit. What?
Yo, didn't show me no love when we first met. In fact, my first set said I hadn't learned yet. Wet behind the ears, still though was new to rap. Guess I was cool with that, even though you used to laugh. Dope spreads like a cancer, always thought I'd go. Never see my daughter grow, never see a lot of dope. Pessimistic ever since the day I grabbed a mic. Now I travel light since I'm overseas, right, not so my life. I stayed sharp, chose to perfect the craft. The checks I cash proved success at last. Wasn't always sunny though, was the cold days. The days of no play from DJ No Name. Love comes and goes quicker than a handshake. You demand cake, yet you eating off your man's plate. How you sleep at night knowing that you didn't earn it? Never will you understand cause for the
price of love.
It's beauty and a struggle.
It takes years of work and tons of missteps. You can't be pissed at the love, don't kick back. It comes with time, I'm sure, though you'll give a first. Thinking that you're king of earth every time you rip a verse. Yeah, I flip the verbs, but there's something more to this. Two to live, you inside hustles to afford the kids. They don't know that we did it on our own too. Had to eat so much crow, be bros with foes. Rapping till my throat is numb, I always wonder when
you gonna give me some.
Yo. It's kinda wild though, I survived my rivals. Spit lines of pyro, touch minds with my flow. Damn you for never giving a chance, dude. Matter of fact, thank you for giving the damn few. Fear you can't lose, yet you fall so much. It's getting back up when you're lost, ain't got no love. That's the key to separate yourself from the pack. Elevate the track while the rest of them relax. Nowadays, rappers are a dime a dozen. Can't find the love and they define the frontin'. I've had it with faking and grabbing and taking.
Looking for
gratification or climbing the ladder with patience. How you sleep at night knowing that you didn't earn it? Never will you understand cause for the
price of love.
It's beauty and a struggle.
Heartache. mind is fair, straight to clear.
Word up.
Large pro, what you ain't know?
Big me, the exotic. Big me, the exotic. J-Love. Word up.
Uh-huh. Yo. Hey yo, skip all the nonsense and listen to this. Lars Pro on the check-in, crisper than Chris. No doubt, rip the phone out, water your drought. Keep rising to the top, that's what it about. For real, not for fiction, flip and convert to a money getting raps all live on earth. By satellite, straight from the depths, he reps. Find out, Doc, you got stopped dead in your steps. With the marvelous glow, we rock, rush the show. On tour in the fall, man, it's Lars Pro. Phenomenal, fake ones fall just like a domino. Done, get your rip on, I drop it in one.
So while you talking shit, niggas be stacking chips. Letting up lyrical clips on this blazing shit. Extra P and Nick's out of here, we're back again. Strapped again, for those who didn't think we could win. Attack like Dracula, causing massacres. Blasting ya with the spectacular. Lyrics moving through your spirits, quick, fast, at top speed. Give the people what they need, yes indeed. See exotic sparking mics from Queens to Crown Heights. And all labels play, I hate my shit. Suck the dick, independent. Selling records, nigga, you better check it. It's not what you expected. Like a death wish, I'm aiming at you. Ready to blow the frame at you, leave you stiff at the statue with no more doubts in you. Exotics are N-O-R, we trying to stack this cheese. Cause shit be crazy, and can a nigga phase me?
Ayo, hey, it's Rhymania 99. We got the roughness you trying to find. From the streets of rage, in this day and age, we bringing it back to its original stage. Ayo, hey, it's Rhymania 99. We got the roughness you trying to find. From the streets of rage, in this day and age, we bringing it back to its original stage.
Prone to rock microphone, stay in the zone like fucking the chick that you wanted for years. Exotics here to flow through your frequency. With rough uncut raps, unbelievably, I pull drastic measures over tracks with pleasure. Since the days of nameplates, I've been playing for high stakes. I've been blessed with a degree that was stamped MC. Getting ugly like Polynes from Sacramento Kings. Being rap stick together like hookers and patent leather. So no matter what type of weather, we always stick together. I'm dangerous like my nigga Busta Bust. I eat like cannabis with the fake and the funk thrust. So I stick to the wax so I won't fall off track. Keep a Buddha sack, cause it's like that. Exotics known nationwide like four eyes, so I can see extra clear. For the year, sharp as the spear, that's how I'm hope I'm hitting ya. So you could get rid of the foul thoughts, that's bit of the bullshit. I blanks out my orders to take out any sucker rapper who thinks it's
so. Yo, we creeping but not sleeping, flex the text on inquiring minds that wanna know what's next. And come forth with that bomb, be on the track just like diplomats. All hell your favorite cats, no question. Flipping on all weak pedestrians, hard. The only thing that's greater is God. For real, you know the deal, this is uncut. What? Fuck all the bullshit, your time is up. When the man J-Love come through on the product with Nick, the exotic is real. We got the ruck, Lars Pro. Really too much for you to know. Anytime, day and ever, my man, rock the toe.
Hey, yo, it's Rhymania 99. We got the roughness you trying to find. From the streets of rage, in this day and age, we bringing it back to its original stage. And hey, yo, it's Rhymania 99. We got the roughness you trying to find. From the streets of rage, in this day and age, we bringing it back to its original stage. And hey, yo, it's Rhymania 99. We got the roughness you trying to find. From the streets of rage, in this day and age, we bringing it back to its original stage. And hey, yo, it's Rhymania 99. We got the roughness you trying to find. From the streets of rage, in this day and age, we bringing it back to its original stage.